If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Aboard Celebrity Edge, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
I am super late for dinner, so here's your cruise news for Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. After 15 months, Costa Maya, Mexico welcomed back its first cruise ship yesterday as Celebrity Edge docked there for the first time. Locals were on the pier to greet passengers with music and dancing as they walked down the pier and into the port area. Some even held up big white letters that spelled out "Welcome Back." Visitors had to wear a mask while visiting the port, but were allowed to take independent excursions or explore the port on their own. Edge is currently on a 7-night cruise from Fort Lauderdale. And Disney Cruise Line has delayed its test cruise for Disney Dream from Port Canaveral, which was scheduled to depart on Monday. A statement from Disney said, quote, "We are delaying our simulation cruise due to a small number of inconsistent COVID-19 test results, which are considered positive by the CDC. The line went on to say that the test results were eventually negative. Disney Cruise Line has not yet announced a new test cruise date for the ship. And we turn now to the state of Florida, where a federal judge has granted the CDC an extension to respond to the state of Florida's lawsuit against them. That new date is July 22nd. The case, which was first filed in April, accused the CDC of agency overreach when it came to shutting down the entire cruise industry. Earlier this month, the judge ruled on the side of Florida, granting a preliminary injunction against the CDC's conditional sailing order. I almost butchered that. Since the lawsuit, the CDC has sped up its dialogue with cruise operators and giving them a clearer path to reopening. And cruise line stocks were down again on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 1.5%, 25.76. Royal Caribbean 82.91, down 0.5%. And Norwegian down 1%, 28.88. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker aboard Celebrity Edge for Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.